Welcome. I'm Willy Schaub, a program manager with the Visual Studio ALM Rangers, and have the pleasure of giving you a quick overview and demonstration of the new ALM Readiness Treasure Map solution for Sprint 10 during April 2013. The team's sprint objectives included the design and documentation of the version 2 enhancements, revision and improvement of the sharing of treasure gems via Twitter and email, and the submission for an awareness and collaboration chalk talk for TechReady 17. The team, including Anisha, Darren, Fabio, Jeff, Mike, Robert McLean, and Robert, our captain, have embarked on a journey to explore all four epics shown. For our first core deliverable, the team has agreed to document the experiences during this project on the blogging sphere for complete transparency and information sharing. The team's intention is to share their design, development, and testing adventures transparently using their blogs. If we go to aka-VSAR for Visual Studio ALM Rangers, Team Map for Treasure Map, and TOC, we get a table of contents of latest news, related references, and a list of team blogs and their posts relating to this project. For example, if we select Robert McLean's latest post, we will be able to read his thoughts, ideas, designs, and challenges with the planned live tiles. Please bookmark the TOC and visit us regularly for information hot off the keyboard. In terms of our second core deliverable, Fabio has revised the sharing of gems. Let us have a quick look at sharing a readiness gem via Twitter using the old and new release. For our third core deliverable, Anisha has analyzed the current user experience, investigated new ideas, and has come up with a phenomenal new UX. Let's sit back and enjoy a few mock-ups.
Good afternoon, my name is Robert, and I'm an ALM Ranger on the Treasure Map project. And since I'm recording this video all by myself, I decided to ask my friend PowerPoint to come and ask me a few questions about it. So the first question my friend PowerPoint here has asked me is, why is this project so exciting for me as a dev lead? And first, it's exciting for me in a couple of ways. One, it's a Windows Store App project, which is always exciting to build. There are just interesting problems and interesting limitations that we get to really flex our muscles on. It's also really at the cutting edge of Microsoft technologies. So this is where we really find out how all our source control systems, how our build servers, how TFS, how everything is really keeping up to date with the stuff that we're developing. It's personally exciting for me, for the second part of it, because it's the first time I've been a dev lead on a Rangers project, so I feel very excited about that. So that's kind of why I feel excited about this project. So back to PowerPoint, and PowerPoint wants to see a bit of the code that we have and give you an idea of what we have in store. So if I switch over to Visual Studio here, what you should see in the app is it's a normal Windows Store app, and it kind of should feel like a normal, well-built Windows Store application in that we're using XAML, we're using MVVM, so we have all our own MVVM support. We're not using any third-party libraries in here, so here is the command implementation we're using, which is beautifully commented, far better than the code that I normally write. And we have all our view models, nicely separated out, and all our views. But more than that, we are doing some really exciting things in here. So we're using a fantastic way of handling snapped and portrait experiences for our application, different to the out-of-the-box ones, which use the Visual State Manager. We have a fantastic convention-based system. So you can see here is the normal page for our landing page, and here is the snapped experience. And so we use a custom piece of navigation software that we've written into the application, about 100 lines of code, and allows us to say, you know, based on what state we're in, load a different view. And this allows us to have very simple views for each different state, really customize it. And because we're using MVVM, we're reusing those view models and just keeping the core of the views, the views themselves nice and dumb, and able to share the view model between them. So this is a really great technique for bigger projects, more complex scenarios. We also have some very cool tricks in our actual views themselves. So if I bring up our, and not in the views, I mean in the view models, if I bring up the project, the category view model, we're doing very cool tricks around how do we navigate between pages. So you can see in here, we instead of using events or using some other tricks in here, we're just using a normal property. And we're using a very cool sort of always have a null getter and have used navigation on the setter. And we have a lot of cool comments on this to explain exactly what we're doing around that. So this is a great application, I find. Really does look at a lot of the problems that you'll find within apps and really goes through how we put that together. And I think it makes a good starting point for alternative ways, particularly for large-scale projects that you may find. So that's why. So that's kind of what I like. And it hopefully gives you a quick overview of the code base that we're working on. So thanks so much for spending this 2-3 minutes with me.
That's it for Sprint 10. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for more Show What We Have exploration soon. Ciao.